All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
Snap, it's another beautiful, beautiful Wednesday.
Is it?
It is. And
it's
guess
freezing.
Who's not here? Scott's not here.
Oh, wait, I'm not Scott?
No, you're not. I'm not Scott.
All right.
But he's, you know, Scott right now couldn't make it today because he's working very, very hard on some new stuff that we're going to be introducing very soon.
But yo, who are we?
Oh, so first and foremost, I am Luis. I work here at Koenig, and this is my buddy,
Jared. I thought you were going to say my name. That's why I was like...
And welcome to another Behind the Wheel podcast featuring Dumb and Dumber.
There you go.
You know.
I look ridiculous because it's really, really cold in here.
And
so,
I'm going to toot my own horn, and I always kind of look cool, so it doesn't even matter.
This guy. We got our producer in the background laughing too, so that's always good.
Yeah. What is today's podcast going to be about, actually?
Well, today's podcast is going to be kind of about like reviewing some of the user submitted cars that we get.
So that's the cool thing about this job. A lot of you guys send us over some cool images, and we never really talk about it. We post them up and stuff like that. But on this podcast today, we're actually going to be talking about the pictures that you guys sent to us, because we're very, very thankful that you guys send them over to us. And
in the spirit of Thanksgiving, right?
Exactly.
There you go.
Happy
but before we do that, some little internal admin kind of stuff, right? So Friday, the Gunners are getting...
Oh.
They're getting some more love. with
shout out to those Gunners, boy.
With the Keep Gunning Garage Tour.
Yeah, man. So I'm actually excited for this Friday. Our boy Max did a great edit on this video, and you guys are going to be very...
Oh, it's so funny.
It's a treat for you
it's
guys.
It's so funny.
My man Aki always comes with the flair and the pizzazz and the funniness. So
yep.
I'm really excited for this garage tour. We actually did a toolbox tour with him last time. This time you get to see everything. Everything.
Yeah.
Literally. You know?
Doesn't shy away from anything.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get this one out there. And yeah, tune in Friday.
And then what else? No giveaways yet, but subscribe and turn the notifications on for the YouTube channel, right?
Yep.
That's how you know when the
Make
giveaways
sure
are going
subscribe
down.
Subscribe and like even this video right here.
And what else? Internal. I think that's probably it. I mean, you see a nifty hat over here. So this is $14.95 on our store.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And that's about it. Let's get into it.
All right. So we're going to do this... So what we're going to do today is, as we said, we're going to review some of these cars. And what's the first car we got, Jared?
I'm cheating here, but I have my phone.
Oh, there we go. Look right
there. Oh, there we go. We got
the Tesla Model 3.
Model 3 by Hello Ken.
Rocking those sweet countergrams, Koenig countergrams, which, yeah, man, they look great. What do you think about this car right here?
So, I mean, just first of all, I love... his photography independently of his car. I think that looks like something right out of Architecture Magazine, if that even exists. Admittedly, I'm not a huge fan of Tesla, as the 12 people that follow us know, but I think it looks great. I think the hyperchrome complements the white so well. I think the stance is great. I know he put coilovers and did a bunch of stuff. I think it looks awesome. And every time he sends us stuff, I just can't wait to repost it.
Well, and you know, that's what I was going to say. So we all know, I mean, here that that electric cars are the future, you know.
Unfortunately.
So to see cars like this on our wheels already, to me, it's very exciting, you know. Shows us that people are still, you know, are interested in us, and we're going with the trends, you know. So seeing this Model 3 with Koenig countergrams, obviously I'm a big fan of this wheel because I was here when they were getting made. So I'm just excited to see it on that white, that silver and white go perfectly together. And yeah, man, to me it's just an overall great looking car. And good job by our friend over there at Hello Ken.
Yeah, I'll mention one other thing, and that is specifically as I'm looking at the screen here. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these electric cars, at least right now, mm-hmm. have enormous brakes. And yeah. so the fact that, like, he was able to, you know, sort of check that and, you know, make our wheels fit mm-hmm. without, you know, any real modification, like, that's awesome. And well, I think, you know...
And not to toot our own horn here at Koenig, but a lot of the things that Scott actually is very great at is going with the trends when it comes to certain creating certain fitments with the time. So mm-hmm. that I'm sure when we were building these, we had that in mind, you know, having some wheels available out there for the Tesla community and the EV community as well.
There you go. All right. So shall we move on? What do
you
think?
Yeah, let's move on to the next one.
What do we got here?
Oh yeah.
So... Man, I'll tell you what. I think I found this while we were scrolling the tagged photos that mm-hmm. we were in. Mm-hmm. And my God, man, as soon as I saw that, I was like, this is so cool. We definitely have to get pictures from this guy. I love this thing.
Well, and, you know, one of the things I talk to you about all the time is I'm a very, like, and I think it comes with, look, I became a car guy within Koenig. And one of the things that I kind of, learn is I do love conservative, not conservative, but a clean look.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes mm-hmm. to this car, it's super clean. I mean,
well, truck, SUV, what do you call this truck?
The CRV, you know, obviously it's a beautiful car. Seeing it on Koenigs and just the way that it just stands on those wheels, I mean, he did a great job. I mean, one thing I want to ask you, because you know a little bit more than me, like, don't you see, like, in the back, it's a little, like, the car, the wheel's a little out, or is that just the way?
In terms of fitment, I think it we would call that poking just a tad.
Yeah, right?
But
I see a little,
like,
poke there.
It's so subjective. It's like it's hardly noticeable. The reason I...
Well, I mean, it doesn't come stock like that, right?
Well, yeah. No,
so obviously
the wheels
poking.
Are certainly
yeah.
tucked in yeah. with, you know, when they're stock. But, like, the reason that I wanted to put this shot in here to talk about is because this post that we did... Like, the comments, they just keep coming in. It's so, it's awesome. It's
for those
so
who don't
funny.
Know, Jared decided to put CRV, give us some acronyms for it. And some of the people wrote hilarious stuff. So go check out that post.
The audience.
We could tell you, but it's nothing better than reading a comment. I know I like to do that.
Right.
Sometimes I read the comment and have a heart attack laughing at some of these comments.
Yeah. So I think it's great. I'm just trying to think what else.
The finish. The car is just the brown, that classic.
I'm surprised at how clean it is. I mean, it looks like he takes good care of it. Shout out to Cobbs Media. I think he is the owner and the photographer. So good work, man. That looks so cool.
I'm a fan.
All right. So we'll move on. I'm cheating on this list, like I said, with my phone here. But we have coming up next.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, well, we're getting into the whole Volkswagen and you know, GTI R platforms and everything, and it's so cool to see our wheels specifically on these kinds of cars, especially with some meaty Hoosier race tires.
Well, and you know, when I remember this car got sent in to us, that's the first thing I thought, which I rarely see Volkswagens on Hoosier tires, you know, mm-hmm. so it kind of compliment, but it kind of has this, like, racy look to it, you know, which I don't know if I'm a big, you know, no disrespect, my bro. I mean, I you know, the you know, we're doing this out of love, you know, but I'm just not a big fan of the Hoosier tires on the Volkswagen here, the GTI.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I mean,
not to say it doesn't look good, though. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I think the bronze does complement the car. I just would have went with different tires. That's my opinion.
Well, now to play devil's advocate to you, mm-hmm. you don't just put Hoosier tires on a car to
I
put
know,
them
exactly,
on.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
like,
he's obviously doing some work out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I don't know the specs or the details of how fast the car is, but, I mean, you put tires like that on there, and you're trying to do some numbers
something.
With the quarter mile.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I mean, I will reiterate what you were saying. It looks awesome. I think the fitment is so on point. Like, I really...
Well, yeah, it's
I wonder,
right on there, too.
But, like, I wonder I'm assuming he's on coilovers, and so I wonder if he rubs like on bumps. I hope those coilovers are like on a really stiff setting. Pause.
Well, at MK7.5R_KS.
Say that 10 yeah, times fast.
Hit us up on the DM. We'd like to know what's I would want to know what's under that hood as well too. So send us some pics. We never, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But beautiful car. Love that.
On to the next.
On to Let's the next one. All right. On to the next one.
Ooh.
Yeah, so this thing is so mean. It's a Focus ST. I believe it's a 2014, if I remember correctly. Man. Oh, look, we're doing some resizing in the middle of it. That's cool. This thing is sweet. Those Renforms.
It's one of those things where you don't know what to say when you see it because, I mean, he has a Koenig Renforms on there. They look great. I love it. You know, I remember seeing this. Well, and on top of the fact that it's a Focus ST, I mean, you know, we have a big group of people that send us pictures of their Focus ST, and I'm a fan, you know. You got the ETS,
the front lip?
Yeah, the front, yeah.
You could read that better than I could. Yeah. But anyway, let's talk about the wheels. Let's talk about the fitment. I mean, man, that fender gap, there's nothing. That yeah. is so close. You said ETS, the front mount. Yeah. Sorry, not the lip. This thing is so clean.
Yeah.
It's so simple and it's so clean. And I think that's the reason why it was so easy for us to repost. Mm. I mean, it's not, you know, overdone. You know, he's got some cool retrofitted, I think, headlights going on there. You know, just a real basic front lip. The front mount suggests that, you know, he's probably got some power mods in there. It's really simple and clean. And the wheels, I mean, we're biased, but the wheels complement it, I think. The fitment is great.
And the reason why I'm quiet about right now is because I don't know much about the Focus ST.
Yeah.
Are those lights stock?
No.
No, right?
Those definitely are
okay,
not
so,
stock.
Okay, so, yeah, no. sorry for my ignorance, but that's why we do these type of things, because I'm learning at the same time, too. So those headlights are beautiful.
Right, right.
I mean, he's obviously done some work to it. I'd be interested in seeing what's under that hood too, man.
So who's that ST17? We are thankful for your Focus ST
and your submission, man.
Right,
we're fans here. But yeah, all right, yeah. So let's move on
let's
to the next
on.
One, man.
Yeah, we got another one coming up. So So this one's actually really cool because we haven't even posted this one yet, but both the photographer and the owner have been hitting us up. Wanting us to repost it. And honestly, I think it's a beautiful car.
Yeah, the RSX. I mean, who can't be a fan of this car, man? I mean, look at it. It's beautiful. It has that, to me, that electric blue that makes it shine. And those wheels give it, those are decagrams, correct?
Yeah.
I can't see from here. Okay, yeah, those decagrams.
You got your glasses on, though.
I know, but I can't, you know, I can't. But, of course, complimenting with the gloss bronze decagrams on blue. I mean, you can't go wrong. The fitment looks great. I think all across the board, this is, you know, we should post it later on today. I don't know why we haven't posted
it. Yeah, maybe. how about as a, you know, as a teaser for the podcast?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, again, I sound like a broken record here, but it's simple. It's clean. The fender gap, in my opinion, is great. The wheels
shave the car off too, and everything.
Oh, the emblem, yeah, in the back. Yep, nice and clean.
He's out there to do work, man.
Put on. It looks like that might be somewhat of an OEM.
Oh, and
he's
from New York. You could
yeah,
just
yeah,
tell.
Yeah,
from
he's
that
local.
Plane.
I was saying to That's you right. the other day, like I think I've shot one of my cars in that same spot. Yeah, it's great. I love that thing, and we definitely gotta post
and,
that.
And mind
sure.
you, just a reminder: the reason why we're doing this is because, you know, although we're you know we don't know what's going on as far as underneath the hood and all that stuff. Yeah. That's the reason why we're not, you know, going in depth with the conversation. But we just wanted to post these pictures because we are thankful of you guys sending us these pictures, and obviously, we're in the Thanksgiving season. So thank you. Fellas, for sending in these pictures, because we're fans
ladies.
Of you, as you are in some capacity fans of ours, we're fans of you too. So
for
thanks.
Sure. So all right, let's take a little tangent here. Okay. If we had to look at that car, mm-hmm. and we had to compare it to a Thanksgiving dish,
I gotta go there.
Come on, I gotta go there. Right. We're really hammering home the Thanksgiving.
So I'm gonna sweat you over here and say that is the turkey for sure.
Why? Because it's shaped like a turkey. I'm not gonna.
What about him? Tell him he's the stuffing. Like what? I'm not gonna play you like that, my boy.
Hey man, stuffing's good too. Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe I'm thinking more of the, what do they call that? Like the cranberry, the cranberry sauce, whatever right. the hell that dish is.
So at,
because it's all like jelly and shiny, and I'm into that. It probably
Saint
tastes
West, good. At Saint West, remember who said you were the turkey? The next time I see if we ever meet or cross paths, remember who called you the turkey? This guy, not that guy.
Oh God! All right, maybe we should move on. as my phone closes. All right, so what do we got? What do we got next?
Okay, we got. Oh,
ooh, that GTR life. Oh,
shout out to our boy Stefan Lewis putting on those Koenig Ampliforms on that GTR.
Those are the 20s.
Yeah,
also,
that's
like,
right.
Those are the big boy wheels. With,
and he got the B profile in the back. That boy is bad.
I'll tell you what, man. I kind of feel like those wheels almost look like factory wheels for the GTR. Is that like a fair claim to make? Like, I just think they look so good with that car. Like,
well, it's even the, you know, and I I'm very conservative when it comes to car looks, and this car just looks like you said, came out of the womb.
Pause? This way.
Pause? I don't think there's a pause moment.
I don't know.
It came out like that, and it's just because the you know, obviously those are Koenig Ampliforms and dark metallic graphite. The car literally looks dark metallic graphite.
Yeah.
It just complements each other perfectly. And not only that, if you're not a fan of GTRs, I'm gonna say here you're a cornball.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Yeah, I mean, the style, I just think it goes one step further. Like, the style of the wheel, I think, just flows with the body lines. Like, the car is very, you know, muscular and angular and all that kind of stuff. And the wheels fall into, you know, that similar pattern or those similar characteristics. I think this looks great. And yeah. I'm not a huge fan of the R35s.
And Stefan Lewis did a great job. I mean, that the real wheel is literally flush. I mean, you know, it just looks great. That B profile, if for those who don't know what B profile is, the concavity on the B profile, it just looks amazing on that car, and I'm a fan. And yeah, Stefan Lewis, we're appreciative of you, man.
And of course, the brake clearance up front, like, looks super nice. It's just, that's, yeah. I love posting this car. For
I'm
sure.
I'm in. I want one.
You maybe want one?
Maybe one day.
You know. Oh my God. This guy talking about getting a car for however long. And you're gonna step up from a Jeep Commander to a GTR? Get out of here, man. Stop with that.
Well, because you hype it up. I was like, I want one, and then you're like, you want one? Doesn't mean I'm gonna get one. You know, I want one.
Oh my God. All right.
Max, well, throw us the next car.
Let's throw us the next car, exactly.
Oof. Oh, there he is.
Man, this thing is sick.
Just give me a second.
Yeah, we got
just
it.
Give
yeah.
me a second.
Give me that whole image. Yeah. There we go.
All right.
You well, found this one, right?
Yes.
Oh.
So I'm growing up where I grew up at, you know, I'm a big Honda fan. All of us around here in New York, especially, it's a big Honda community out here. I mean, when you get to see a CRX and you get to see it in this capacity, I mean, look at this car. I mean, everything from the fitment to the color that he chose. Well, yeah, that's because the color he chose to everything, even, you know, it just looks good. It looks like he's going to tear a hole through that, through the pavement there. I mean, car looks great, man.
Yeah. I am not normally a huge fan of the Big Wing Gang and, you know, the louvers and stuff like that. But, like, it's all functional as far as I'm aware. Like, I believe this guy actually has a YouTube channel. And he tracks the car.
Oh, see, I didn't get to see that, man.
Yeah. So, like, this is a legit like Time Attack car. So like the wing and everything is functional, the splitter. Yeah, it's so clean. And I think that, like, you know, it's one thing when you make a Time Attack car to, you know, just sort of throw our wheels on it and not really have, you know, any sort of visual theme going. Mm-hmm. But man, do those matte black hypergrams flow with the rest of the car.
Oh yeah. And even the tire stickers, the Falcon tires, I'm a fan. It goes with the car. Everything all around looks great. I mean, and I would love to see this car on a track too, which you got to see. I haven't seen it.
Right,
so.
Right.
Yeah, Justin, thank you for those images, man.
For real, man. Keep him coming. I don't think he sent us any of the rear end. Pause. But
that was a good one. That was a good one.
We could definitely use some of that.
Okay.
But
I think this is a think great that wraps car. It yeah, up. I think that wraps it up, man. Guys, thank you again for joining us on another riveting podcast where we talk about your cars this time.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna have to do this again.
I don't know if you guys checked out the last one was where both of my bosses were on it, both of our bosses.
The SEMA, right? The SEMA, the SEMA podcast.
If you didn't get to check that one out, go check it out. They give you some in-depth conversation of what happened in SEMA this year, because Joe got to go. Even though we didn't get to display, we still want to show support to SEMA, because we are fans, obviously, and hopefully we're back next year.
40 years strong, right?
Yep.
A reminder: Friday content. Friday content, or releasing it as a special
Friday,
for
no,
Thanksgiving?
Friday.
Okay. Friday, Gunners.
More fire.
Oh, my God. I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now. I'm kidding. The garage tour is coming out on Friday. It's hysterical. It's long. Pause. Right?
Nice.
I'm getting all the pauses in, right? Thank you. And yeah, I mean, I think that's about it. We got Thanksgiving.
So, and just, you know, because I wanted to say this to all you guys that do, you know, the 12 people that are watching and listening right now, I want to say we are extremely thankful from all of us here at Koenig. We're thankful for the continued love and support that you give us all throughout these years. And I just wanted to wish me and Jared wanted to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. Have a good one. And we're out of here. I'm thankful for you, Jared.
Oh, stop it, you.
Oh, Scott. Love you, man. Oh, Max, too.